Deplorable Nation, the podcast of the people, by the people, for the people. For your rights, we fight. You decide. Facts. Is it really conspiracy? It's all up to you, patriots. Never give up. Hello, all you beautiful, sexy, gorgeous patriots all around the world and all around the United States. Thank you for tuning in. Today is going to be a very special episode 6 of Deplorable Nation. I am your host, Deplorable Janet, and I will tell you, let your voices be heard. So our children, they no longer heard. And as a side note, Bill Clinton is a pedophile turd. How the hell is everybody today?
Doing good, baby. Doing live here in East Los. We're coming at you.
Mr. Matt, it's very nice to hear from you today. And today, our very special guest, which I'm so excited and so delighted that he decided to grace us with our presence. His name is Gabriel Ronquillo. And if you follow him on Twitter, his @ is MAGA Country Inc., I-N-C. How the hell are you, Gabriel?
I'm doing great, Janet. Thanks for having me on. I appreciate it. I mean, it's amazing how this movement is. You know, it's just the love and support that all you great people have shown me is just, it's mind-blowing. I'm grateful to be on the show.
You are a fantastic follow, and you're never quiet. And I want you to tell our listeners why we decided to do this show today and what it's all about.
Well, we did today because we had that protest out there in Hollywood yesterday, that Save the Children protest. And it was nuts. I could not believe how many people showed up. Anyone who's listening that turned out, thank you so much for coming out. Dude, like when we got there, right? We got there bright and early. About a half hour before it started, and we saw the crowd, and like there were probably like a few hundred people, and I thought that was going to be it. And when we were marching later towards CNN, I looked back and I saw that we had an army of fucking thousands of people behind us. Like it just clicked, dude. Like, I shit you not, man. In 2010, I remember looking up at the sky and just yelling at God, like, please wake them up, please, God. And like, dude, he answered that prayer yesterday. We're out there, we're awake, and we ain't fucking scared of nothing.
Nice.
Right. And for anybody that hasn't seen the videos, go to his page or search them out on Twitter. It's videos that've been shared all over the place, but it was actually the World Day Against Trafficking. You know, we've talked about that on No Mercy Podcast. I've talked about it before. Trafficking in children is a huge, big money business. Do you have any of the statistics on that, Gabriel?
You know, honestly, I don't have them. I don't know them off the top of my head, but I know it's in the billions, and it's second only to drug trafficking.
Right. And a lot of times the drug trafficking and the child trafficking go hand in hand. So I want our listeners to understand, you have a voice. You may have a small account. It does not matter. Be vocal. Spread the word. Whatever the topic is, do not be silent. The statistics at this particular moment is at a minimum of 800,000 children trafficked per year. But I want you to think about something. Are those the only children that are trafficked? Are those just reported numbers?
Yeah, those are just the ones that we know about. I mean, I'm sure there are other operations out there, like what John of God was doing, where, you know, these kids are getting born on freaking baby farms and nobody hears about them. There's no paper trail, you know?
Oh, right. God, man. And think about third world countries that have a decreased ability for reporting, where they're not on par with the United States for being able to, you know, track through social services, which, oh my God, social services here is a huge, huge area, several states. Child Protective Services have actually been sued, and Minnesota is one of those states, for losing children, not only in their system, but then they can't account for where these children went to. Or they're placed in foster homes with people that are known pedophiles.
Now that one right there, there's actually somebody out there at a sign. I don't think I got a picture of it, but it said that that kids who are in the foster care system, that they get PTSD symptoms at twice the rate of a combat vet.
That's very true.
And, you know, and I've you know, I'm in recovery myself, and you know, I've spent a lot of time in rehabs. I worked as a counselor for a little while. And I've heard some freaking horror stories out there. It's real, you know, and it makes people uncomfortable to talk about, but I don't give a shit. We have to talk about it.
Well, and God bless your heart for doing that kind of work. As a nurse, I encountered a lot of that myself, where the family would have, you know, multiple children, and then, like, all of a sudden the baby's skull was fractured. So CPS would take them away, and then it would be like 2 weeks later, and they're back with the person who caused the injuries in the first place. It's heartbreaking. Being a professional in the healthcare industry in any capacity, where it's counseling, social work, nurses, doctors, et cetera, and to see the complete and total failure and breakdown of the system, where children are abused repeatedly, children are trafficked repeatedly. Children are put with, you know, known pedophiles that are on the sex offender registry. Matt, did you know that that's one of the things that they're doing right now, where they're trying to make it so that pedophiles no longer have to be registered as sexual offenders?
I did not know that, because there was a case of a guy out here who got released. He was an older white guy, and he was listed as a child predator, and he had to move, like, immediately, you know, like they usually do. From once the locals found out, they're like, get out of our city. And, you know, this guy went from place to place. I didn't know about any of that, though. No, not at all. Hey, I want to ask Gabriel something real quick. Hey, Gabriel, how many, because it seems like they had a lot of these protests organized in different cities. How many cities did they have them in? And, like, did they have them all? Was it all just yesterday, because it was that day?
No, there was a few the day before yesterday that I saw. I know, I think I saw one at Huntington Beach.
Okay.
Let me pull up my post from yesterday. So just browsing through Twitter yesterday real quick. It says here they have one in Gilbert, Arizona, about 1,400 people. And it says about 117 degrees outside.
Yeah, I saw that one.
They're still out there doing it.
Right.
Got a post here. Saratoga Springs, New York, small group on a busy corner. Turlock, California. I don't know where that is, but about 150 people. So, I mean, it sounds like a small town or something. Like, I saw a few other ones, too. I think in Florida. I can't remember where else. But, I mean, yeah, they're popping up all over the place. I mean, it's good to see. I don't care. Even if there are small, so what? You know, you tell five of your neighbors, they might tell five more people. And that's how this shit comes together and happens, you know?
It's just
right. And that's the thing, is even, you know, even a couple of people on a street corner, like, we live out in the country, but if we go to the nearest town, you know, even if it was just me and my husband standing on the street corner with signs, that makes other people draw their attention to it.
You know what? I'm gonna rework this little meme. Or I saw a flyer out here actually at the grocery store. And it was explaining how social distancing works, and says, like, you know, if you only infect two people, this is how many you get. If you infect five, this is how it gets. So, you know, that's the same thing with knowledge.
Right. Right. Yeah, exactly.
It is. It is, absolutely.
You know what's so weird, though? I was just so impressed with however they organized this, because I didn't see anything on Twitter, like, the past few days. And
I would have promoted the shit out of it.
Yeah, but it's like, you figure that I was like, well, since Twitter is so against conservative people on there, but it's just like, how could you consider this particular issue just a conservative issue? I mean, if you're against this, then you speak volumes that you're against this. You know what I mean?
Yeah, damn it. It shouldn't just be a conservative issue. And the fact that it is, it's pretty disgusting. You know, and actually, Sam Tripoli was out there right when we got there. He's marching back and forth the intersection. Where are the Me Too feminists at? Where's Me Too?
Right. Right.
Right. They're nowhere to be found.
You know, they were out there by the millions over what, some locker room talk from Trump 10 years ago or something?
Oh, my God.
Right.
But you know, when there's kids dying right now, they're just silent. Where the hell is their maternal instinct at? Where they at?
Right.
And I was posting on Instagram. So that's the thing. A lot of all my followers, most of them are on Instagram. I have a lot more over there than on Twitter, just because Twitter's so just ridiculous with their censorship and everything. I felt like I was just kind of fighting a losing battle over there. And I've just gotten more on Instagram. I'm completely off of Facebook now because they're just on
me too.
Yeah,
all those shit.
We are both.
Yeah, I did.
We both
too.
Deleted ours. Yep.
I did. I said I had a lot of friends from the Midwest, and I told everybody, I go, if anyone's interested in keeping in touch with me, you can still call me. You can still text me or email me. You don't have to just talk to me through Facebook. You know what I mean? I'm like, that's really telling to me. So it's like,
yeah, you know what I figured out actually is the people who are getting a hold of me on Facebook that I was talking on there, it's because they're not in my circle to just like, you know, text me and stuff. It's like,
right,
the people I'm going to talk to, I'm not going to lose any friends by deleting my textbook or my Facebook. I mean, the only people I'm going to lose is people I really don't have an interest in keeping around anyway. So screw it.
Exactly.
Amen to that. Yeah.
No, this thing was super organized because, like I said, I know that Twitter is, like you said, they're so, dude, I mean, even Trump, they were, you know, deleting stuff of his. And every, you know, it's funny, I talk to people and they go, it's a private company. I'm like, they're not. They're a public company because if you're on the stock market, you know what I mean? You're
right.
You're now.
If you're publicly traded, you are not a private entity.
You're not a private company. So that's a bullshit argument. You know what I mean? So it's just like, again, everyone sees this and it's like, dude, all you people who were bitching from 4 years ago, you're going to get him right back in times 10 now, because it's really, dude, no one's blaming the conservatives for burning the fucking cities down. And by the way, they're all Democrat run cities. All of them.
Now, you know what? Liberals are the reason that I'm a freaking Republican.
That's what I'm saying.
I never had any. Let me look back. I never had any interest in politics. The first thing that I can remember about politics is being a little kid and seeing all that bullshit down in Florida with the butterfly ballots. I think it was like Bush and Gore.
Right.
And I remember my parents have always been into politics, so my sister too. They're all Democrats. I just remember being little and I'm watching the news and the newscast is up there like, oh no, this is how it works and this is why and blah blah blah. And I'm just right here like, oh, they're bullshit. The elections are rigged. Cool.
Yeah.
I'm not bothered voting. And then I lived through the Bush administration. Lived through the freaking Bush administration. So all that bullshit with 9/11, and obviously it was a freaking inside job.
Right.
Obama, and it's just like, oh, come on, give me a freaking break. So like, yeah, all that happened. You know, I missed most of the campaign when Trump got elected. Cause I was in rehab. I don't know where the rumors got started, but the word around town was he was gonna, you know, put all the Mexicans in concentration camps like Hitler, and he's gonna do the same thing to the gays. Well, here we are four years later, and he's done more for all of our communities, blacks, Mexicans, gay people, all of us, than any of these other presidents. And the only people that are trying to convince me that he's racist or that he's a bad guy are the same snakes that told us that the Muslims did 9/11 and our government had nothing to do with it.
Right, right, exactly.
You know, and that goes back to this whole child trafficking thing. Every president has known about it. Every president previous has had the opportunity to take a stand and make steps toward doing anything. And they have done fucking zero. Trump, on his first day in office, is the only president in the history of the United States that signed an executive order. And he's like, we're going to stop this. He took down Backpage. He took down a lot of other websites that deal in trafficking. And, you know, the seizure of assets for anybody that's a convicted pedophile. And that's a huge thing. And I will say, I have a really good friend. Her name is Sheila. She's on Twitter. It's Rogue Rose. You can go to her page and she has a pinned tweet that is all of the pedophile and child sex trafficking ring arrest. Anytime I run across something, I forward it to her. She continually makes this thread that's never ending. So Italy, Germany, the United States, there's been a shit ton in Florida. There's been a shit ton all over the world because of this global crackdown on child trafficking. And so she just continually builds on this from all the pedophiles and all the traffickers that have been arrested. And there's been a shit ton of people. There's been a shit ton for all those people out there that are like, nothing's happening, no arrests are being made, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. people, you're blind or you're retarded or you just don't want to research.
Yeah, you don't want to
because
see the
shit
truth.
Is happening in droves.
It's a combination of all three.
Right. And I will tell you, so tell us first, Gabriel, like, what was it like yesterday going to this protest? What was the energy like? What were the people like that were surrounding you? Was there any violence? Tell us all that stuff.
There was absolutely zero violence, no vandalism. We weren't even freaking littering. It was as peaceful as could be. I mean, we're fired up. We're yelling. When we got to CNN, we're banging on the glass doors a little bit, but we didn't break nothing. You know, I started knocking on them, and I caught myself like I felt like breaking the damn window, but that's not how we do things. So I eased right. up.
They ended up going inside the lobby, yes, though, did. Didn't they? How did they get in?
I guess the doors that face the street. I guess it's like the exit or something. That was locked, but the other side, the lobby was open. So when we showed up from the street side, there was like some CNN employees. I don't know where they got suits on and stuff, and they went and got in like the next room, and they locked it behind them. And they looked, they're walking upstairs or something. They left the security guards in the lobby. Then two of the girls that were with us went around the other side of the building, and they walked right through the lobby, came and opened the doors up for us, and we just went right on in.
Hey, isn't it funny if you think about something that you guys are out there with signs that say save the children and stop pedophilia, and the people from CNN go in there, they think you're a threat, and they lock the door. Really? Like they lock the door like you got – you know what I mean? Like you just saying that, it's funny to me. Think, really, why would you be afraid of that? You'd think you'd want to let them in and say, all right, let's film this right now. Like that would have been the epic thing to do, right? But no. They
well, don't. They're not going to do that. Their bosses are involved in it. Come on, man.
Right. That's what I'm saying.
I was going to say, CNN would not want to report on that story in any way, shape, or form.
Right.
Because it doesn't fit their narrative.
I know.
It doesn't fit the movement that's going on right now where everybody is systemically racist and everybody hates everyone else. Right. And, you know, down with Trump and damn everybody to hell. It doesn't fit that narrative.
And their own stuff doesn't fit their damn narrative. You know what? If America is so racist, then why is advertising black-owned business a good business strategy?
Right.
Exactly. Great, and the same with the censorship where we're removing all of these, you know, like black people off of boxes and stuff. Is that not counterproductive to your narrative in the first place where you want to lift black people up? But, oh my God, you can't lift up Aunt Jemima. You know what I mean? And it's like, excuse me. I'm going to tell you, like, after you and I got off the phone last night, the very first thing I saw after I logged back into Twitter was that BLM had reposted one of the videos of you guys in the CNN headquarters, and they were pissed and bitching and, like, threats, and the comments were insane. But they were pissed.
What were they mad about? Are they pro child trafficking?
I guess so.
Well, yeah, because their whole thing was, look at this. This is bullshit. Like, child trafficking doesn't actually happen. It doesn't go on. But what about the kids in cages?
Right.
Man, you know what?
Now,
I say systemic racism doesn't happen. Oppression is fake and gay. You can tell BLM that I said that.
I love it.
Exactly, right?
Yeah, you know what? When we went to Huntington Beach, BLM showed up with our little counter protest. I walked right up to these dudes holding a sign that said get a job, and I was telling them there is no white privilege, only black excuses.
Oh man, nice.
So tell everybody, what kind of names have you been called?
We thought I was on the phone yesterday. Is the funniest thing ever. Like, if you pull up my pictures, I'm Mexican, I'm covered in tattoos. I've had black people that I went to high school with call me coon and house nigger. With a hard ER, not house nigger, house nigger.
Wow.
The best one I've been called, though, was Theo Thomas. That one made me laugh.
Oh, my
God. It's so insane because I love you as a person. I think you're fire. I started following you like quite a long time ago, and I'm like, this guy is fucking cool. Like, I love you. I think you're fantastic. And so this whole narrative that they spin where they don't like anything that's not controlled, you know, anything that's put out that's not controlled by the media, they can't stand it. Like, Matt and I are supposed to hate you because you're a different skin color. That's the furthest thing from my mind. I don't give a shit. I don't care because you're fucking cool. And then it's like, well, you know, cover up the child trafficking and all that stuff, and don't cover any of those stories. But oh my God, murder hornets are really important, and zombie locust, and infected squirrels. What the fuck?
Nah,
I mean, seriously, what the fuck?
Smash them. I don't care. Screw them. I don't care about the bees. Whatever.
That's their ironic thing about it.
Okay, so I didn't know any Trump supporters, any Republicans before I hopped in this movement. I hadn't even been exposed to them, but what I was exposed to was all this news, and like little by little, like I see my friends and family getting worked up. I'd just be like, what the hell's going on? I look into it and I see the flaws in the media's coverage of it. I go look at the other story, and I just time after time, it was like, the media's lying, media's lying, media's lying. Then the Epstein story broke. And I saw that like he didn't kill himself. And I started looking at Pizzagate and QAnon. And I just went, holy shit. That's why they're going
exactly.
after him. The day that I figured all that out, I ordered my red hat right there on the spot. I'm like, you know what? Fuck, I don't care what my friends and family think. They want to disown me. Go ahead. I don't give a shit. And I got a ton of heat for it. I have people that I've known since I was like 8 years old. But like for a brief period, you know, stop following me. Then get back in touch later or whatever. I mean, my sister and I haven't talked since freaking November. But and it all stems from her hatred of Trump. You know, there's other issues that we disagree on, but it all comes from that.
Dude, my sister.
Like, you know, but you know what? I don't give a fuck.
Dude, it's my sister.
Like, I don't either.
It's just like the same way, you know, I follow Q and I support President Trump, but ultimately my Lord and Savior is Jesus Christ. And he did not come here to bring peace. He came to bring a sword. You know, if people are going to disown me for doing what's right, so be it. I love God more than I love anybody else.
Right. Amen. That's my feelings exactly. If I lose friends, if I lose family members, it makes no difference to me, because what I'm losing in those aspects, I am gaining by leaps and bounds in the love and support of other people that I would have never otherwise known.
Hey, let me tell Gabriel something. Gabriel, I lived in Hollywood for 12 years because I came out here from Indiana when I was like 20. Lived in Hollywood 12 years, went through all that. I live in East LA, so like I'm the white guy in East LA. My girlfriend's a Latina. My mom and dad, they're all Democrats. My sister converted to Islam when she was 20 and lives in Doha, Qatar. So me and her don't talk. She fucking hates, you know, she hates everything about this country now. She's brainwashed, dude. She's brainwashed. She's
right.
Been over
there. She had the courtesy to leave.
But you know what? Like, dude, it's just like, again, I sit there and I talk to parents at my kid's school, like all this, and they're just like, dude, anything that I say is not my opinion. It's a fact. It's the truth. And it's just right. Like a lot of them like, oh, dude, when the 2016 election was over, that day, oh, my God, I had people driving by who didn't even know me going, hey, fuck you, flipping me off from their cars and just, you know, really being negative. And I'm just like, dude, I'm not leaving. I've lived here 18 years. I'm not going anywhere. I'm going to piss all you people off then.
That's right. You know what? But that's what I was getting at before too, is that, you know, they told me that, you know, this is a racist movement, that we're literal Nazis. The white people will never accept you and blah, blah, blah. But you know what? Everybody in the Trump movement, QAnon, everybody just take me right in like I'm their brother. And that doesn't matter. The skin color is irrelevant.
Right.
It doesn't make any difference. And that's why I said, like, their spinning of a narrative and what the media puts out is such complete and utter bullshit. Like, Pizzagate isn't real, debunked by Snopes. The hooker.
Right. Snopes is legit.
You know what I'm saying? And it's like, you should only care about kids in cages and there's nobody being trafficked and whatever. It's whatever horseshit narrative the media spins. So I want people to do me a huge solid. Look shit up for yourself. Stop looking at fucking Snopes and all the other websites that are owned by these same Mockingbird Media horseshit hacks, and actually look into numbers, look into statistics, look into how many states CPS has been sued or whatnot. Look at how many child deaths and stuff have occurred under CPS.
Look it up on DuckDuckGo. You know, Google ain't going to tell you.
Yeah, exactly. Don't Google. Look at DuckDuckGo.
Actually, what I like to tell people is to do both. Pull up two tabs, run the same search on DuckDuckGo and Google, and compare the results, and you'll see how far Google buries the truth.
Exactly. DuckDuckGo is
result number one. Google, you got to go through eight pages.
Yeah, and see, we talked about that before. Like, Google is owned by the same family that also controls YouTube, that also has control over a lot of other things. They suppress the truth. They suppress the truth a lot. It takes some digging sometimes, but you can also look up court cases, look up lawsuits.
Freedom of Information Act, yeah.
Right, FOIA requests.
Oh,
some people don't know how to research, but actually look stuff up. Now, I will tell you, there's a group of people out there that are just plain flat out simple trolls, because it doesn't matter what you post. They're like, oh yeah, like show me the proof. Like, you're so full of shit and all you do is lie and name call and, oh my God, all the other horse shit that they do. So you post articles for them and then they're like, they come back at you and go, yeah, well, the coronavirus, blah, blah, blah. Yeah, because you can't handle facts and truth. Because I'm not talking about coronavirus. I'm talking about evidence of child trafficking. Here's some articles for you to look up and read on your own. And they don't even take time to read them.
No, that's why you gotta stick, that's why you gotta
slander.
Meme warfare, Jen, I'm telling you. You can't trust these retards that have more than a 3-second attention span. So you gotta hit them before they know it hit them.
Exactly.
Just drop a meme and walk away.
They're like, give me proof. You post an article, you post multiple articles, and then it's like they have some name calling comeback. So people, use your voices. You're going to get attacked. You're going to get some sideways hate. Let that shit roll off your back. If you don't think for 2 seconds that I literally get it all day long, you're sadly mistaken. But I'm not going to shut up. I'm not going to be quiet. I've already got multiple different kinds of bans against me on Twitter. I don't give a fuck.
Yeah, me too. I'm on my second account. I got my first account deleted because I said Barack Obama committed treason. If he's convicted, they need to hang him. I don't see what's so controversial about that. They said that it's promoting violence or something, blah blah blah. But we got Kathy Griffin making fucking death threats at our president, and they do nothing about it.
Dude, I'll tell you
hey,
what.
Maybe we should use the guillotines that Obama actually ordered.
I was out there yesterday screaming, "Guillotines are cheap."
Oh exactly. My
God. You can afford them. I'll start the GoFundMe. Let's buy some fucking guillotines. I don't give a shit. We're going to need them eventually, right?
And we need to have them made in America.
Yep. Yeah, no cheap Chinese exactly. Power. Don't blame. Right? We need hard steel.
I know some metal workers that would probably be more than happy to help out with that.
Hey, Gabriel, I'm telling you, I would love to you if my kid's school goes back in session, because I've always raised so much hell about politics in the school. Like every year I've had an issue with the school, right? If I could have you over here, I know they would never let it happen, but having like you over here speaking, I'll say, look, I got my Hispanic trust. You know what I mean? Dude, they would, dude, it would blow their mind because they all look at me like I'm crazy. I mean, dude, I've had to call out the principal one year. I had to call out a teacher another year. I had one of the teachers say, all Trump supporters are closet racists. And he said that to the class. And I was like,
wow,
oh,
what a
no.
Piece of shit. I don't know what you could do. Tell him that I'll come in and talk about drug addiction and I'll just come in with my MAGA hat.
Oh, dude, I'm telling you. Oh, you know what it is, too? It's like in the school, in the elementary side. So there's an elementary side and a junior high. The elementary side was caught last year trying to have transvestites teaching the kids, you know, about whatever, doing the book readings. And I said, dude, to me, we have a 95% Catholic Hispanic population. I think that's such a fucking insult to them. You know, yeah, insult to what they believe. Like,
how that is not us. And you know what I posted about that too? They want us to call ourselves what, Latinx? How do you even pronounce that shit? It's like, dude, nobody's going to buy into that crap. Any Mexican man who calls himself Latinx, I wouldn't allow that dude anywhere near my child.
I'm not.
Amen to that.
I haven't heard that one yet, but I'm going to look into that.
Yeah, Latino and Latina is offensive to non-binary genderqueers or whatever. It's like, dude, miss me that shit. That's not our community. That's not how we get down. You're trying to establish cultural dominance on us. Miss me that shit.
Hey, Gable,
that's exactly what it is. It's normalization of behavior that the left wants to normalize.
And everything they stand for is against all of our core beliefs. You know, I mean, like, dude, we're not pro-abortion. Most of my friends are Catholic and they're against abortion, but we're going to vote for the people that are pro-abortion. Why? Because they tell you the other side's racist? We're going to vote for socialism that's destroyed how many Latin American countries? Will you go out this place looking like Venezuela because they tell you that Trump is racist? Fuck out of here.
Oh, dude, every year I've said that. The principal at the school, the last time, first thing I said to her, I said, why do you feel that you can run the school like it's a branch of the Democratic Party? And she just looked at me like I was crazy. And, dude, by the end of the thing, it was a two-hour meeting, she was literally in tears. And I was like, dude, if you can dispute anything that I'm saying, you promote Colin Kaepernick, but you don't promote anything pro-America. I'm like, what are you teaching here? The logo on their T-shirts is right out of Black Panthers Party, the Power to the People logo, and the Chinese, you know, fist. I was like, dude,
that's CCP.
Yeah, the CCP.
The CCP government.
That's
right.
Fucking communism, man. Like, you're not going to promote that shit while I'm alive. Sorry. Not in my country. Fuck you.
Yep. Hell no. If communism comes to America, we'll be over my dead body.
Oh, dude, me and you both.
Amen.
Me and you both.
Amen.
Yeah. No, I'm going to give you my info after we get off here because you've got to stay in touch with me, man, please.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah, and see, for people like us, we're not afraid to fight.
Oh.
We're not afraid to be vocal. I would literally be one of those people if they said we need civilian help.
Oh, I'm there.
I would fucking be there in a goddamn heartbeat.
Yep.
I'm a pretty good goddamn shot, too. And I'm small, I'm dynamite in a little package, and I'm telling you what, you do not want to squirrel around with me.
You know what?
No, you don't.
You could do some damage to their kneecaps. That's the way to take them down.
I know, right? That's about the size of me. So, Gabriel, what was the mood like? What was the energy like with the people at the protest? Like, it was, man, was
we're
really
fired up. We were fired up. It was pretty intense, but it wasn't like that angry commie vibe like these Antifa riots. So it was just like, we're out here, we're being heard, you know what I mean?
Positive energy.
You know, that hashtag, where we go, when we go, all hashtag is a whole new meaning to me now, because we're marching down the streets. These dudes have the megaphones. Like, where we go, what? Where we go, what? We're just marching down the streets. It's got a whole different energy to it when you hear thousands of people behind you saying it.
Hey, what do you think? What do you think the age group was of the people there? Like, you know, from what age to what age was the crowd?
There were, there's kids out there holding signs chanting, "We are not for sale. We are not for sale."
Oh, I saw
older,
that.
Older people out there, there are people in my age group. Every age, every race, every religion, every sexual orientation, we're all out there together. It was insane. It was the most diverse group of Americans you can imagine. Hell, we had two people with BLM signs marching with us.
Wow.
Now, see, I want to make a quick detour on this. Okay, so you have kids that are marching with your movement that said, "We are not for sale." Now, compare and contrast that to the videos that we've seen lately with the BLM, where the little kids have signs that say, "Fuck the police."
That's disgusting, dude. I saw that. I was like literally in tears when I saw that shit. That
and they're
so
like
mad.
Six.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, that's because our movement has God behind us and those people follow Satan. It's all spiritual warfare.
And I want people to understand, okay? I'm not trying to incite side against side, but I want people to understand the people who riot and loot and destroy other people's property and government property, federal property, etc., versus people who fight for not only the rights of unborn children, but children that are trafficked, children that are tortured children that are experimented upon. There's a big difference between evil and good. And I want people to understand that. It's not party against party. It's not anything like that. It has nothing to do with organization against organization. It is literally a fight for the soul of our country in good versus evil.
Dude, I was going to say the exact same thing. It isn't. I said that to my mom. This is not about partying. If you think it is, you're really not paying attention. I mean, you're going to pick
Jesus, right? Jesus 911 podcast has a line that they use all the time. I love it. It isn't about right versus left. It's right versus wrong.
Right. There you go.
And that's very true, because we know as human beings, okay, there are laws in place where, you know, if you are an adult and, you know, even if you're 21 years old and you have sex with a 16-year-old, there are laws against that, right? Yep. They're already on the books. However, if you're a 54-year-old man and you decide that you're attracted to infants and you're having sex with infants or children, they're normalizing the behavior and saying, oh, we can't condemn them as a pedophile. We can't put them on a sex offender registry, even though they broke the same law that's already on the books. They're trying to change that, people, and tell you that it's a mental disorder. Let me be very clear about this. As a healthcare professional, it is not a fucking mental disorder. It is a fetish. Fetishes are not mental disorders. A fetish is no different than you want your husband to wear a diaper and suck on a pacifier or whatever. It is a fetish. These people are attracted to babies and children. And the big ring that was just arrested in Germany, it was fucking infants, people.
It's not about sex. They try to spin it in the media like Epstein's just some, you know, some horny old man getting massages or whatever. Hell no, man. They're running operations with fucking torture porn of babies, and we're supposed to sit here and be quiet? Fuck that.
That's exactly right. If nobody has seen it, you need to go and search for that arrest that they just did in Germany. And it was like 78 people involved, and it was all infants, and I mean infants.
Did you catch the Welcome To video case that might have been last year or earlier this year?
I haven't seen that. Yeah,
that one was worldwide, and it was this website that was on the dark web, and they had it set up like all through Bitcoin and shit. They ended up getting they got the IRS involved to investigate because they were the only ones that had jurisdiction over it. And I don't know how they did it, but they managed to crack all their little Bitcoin codes and stuff. And in one day, they swooped up hundreds of people in multiple countries. Somewhere here, I forget where. I don't remember on the top of my head where the other countries were. But I remember that when I read the article, it said that that some of the people who got busted were in Washington D.C. And when they were raiding the houses, they killed themselves. Zero media coverage. Zero. No, the Department of Justice, I think it was, they tweeted about it. I think Ivanka Trump tweeted something about it. No media coverage. How the fuck is that not front page news?
Well, because it doesn't fit the Mockingbird media narrative. And I don't mean to, you know, put party against party, but a very large portion, which there are Republicans involved as well. And I will say that. And if you are, I hope you fucking die a painful death. However, a lot of these elites, they're not Republicans, they're Democrats. Who controls the mainstream media narrative?
Right. The left.
It's a select group of people. They get 6 a.m. talking points. They run with the same shit, the same goddamn stories every day. Just like all this Maxwell stuff hit, the document dump, it's like 2,024 pages. Okay. Bill Clinton was named, Heidi Klum was named, Naomi Campbell was named, Alan Dershowitz was named. A lot of other people were named. These documents were dumped. You can actually go look at them. And so what is the goddamn media covering? Murder hornets and zombie locust. Bitch, Bill Clinton should be front page fucking center of every goddamn news station, and he's not. Wonder why. I wonder why. Who is it that's controlling the narrative?
Dude, did you guys...
You know what,
go ahead.
I'm glad you brought that up, Jan. I posted about this a while back. I was looking at this thing about Ghislaine Maxwell's dad, Robert Maxwell, right?
Right.
This guy owned a bunch of publishing companies. It says right here, one of them was Macmillan, who operates in the U.S. under Pearson Publishing named McGraw-Hill. That's all of our textbooks.
Wait. I'm going to interject right here. People, pay attention. That's who creates your fucking textbooks for the education system.
Yeah, I was going to say that name sounded familiar. Wow.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, McGraw-Hill, all of our textbooks are from them. So that I added that to my little running list here, right? See,
right.
If you look at their whole little operation, like they want us to think it's about just child sex trafficking. But no, you look at it at Epstein's temple, they're out there sacrificing kids to Moloch, like, just like they're doing the Old Testament. That should never stop. We're being controlled by a bunch of cults. My little list here, they've controlled our school textbooks, the Hollywood movie industry, Disney, the music industry, over 90% of our TV networks, every major news outlet, big tech, social media, they've gotten into every major religion. I mean, like,
exactly.
They're where we got fucking NASA from.
Right. And look at the music industry as well, and all the Illuminati symbols and all the satanic symbols. Let me reference your attention to the Queen Bee Beyonce and her attire that looks like Baphomet, the god, to promote her new fucking album that just came out. These people don't care. They would snatch your children. They would snatch you if they thought you were pure enough to sacrifice. They would snatch anybody and do anything just to be able to get that high that it gives them to torture and kill people. Just saying.
Yeah, going back to that little list there, I mean, like, every bit of information that has shaped our worldview has basically been handed to us by a bunch of straight satanic occult people, multiple cults. But it's like, you look what they're up to and who's running shit. I mean,
right.
When all the pastors told us that the world is under Satan's control, I never understood the full extent of it until recently.
Right. And Google, and people know this, I was raised a Catholic. However, at this point in time, I am not a practicing Catholic. I believe in God. I don't need organized religion to help me out, because Google the Pope and his microphone. It's fucking evil. Same thing with the World Health Organization, who's supposed to be extremely concerned about global citizens. Look at the room that they televise from. And it's statues of demonic gods that they worship that are in these rooms that they speak to you from. I want you to pay attention to those sort of things. Because if you think for 2 seconds that churches aren't involved, you're sadly mistaken. The Catholic Church... like I said, I was raised a Catholic. However, the Catholic Church is really big into pedophilia. Yeah, it is.
The Catholic Church went to shit a long time ago. When it really cracked off, those when they switched from Vatican I to Vatican II, that was just like them putting the exclamation point. I was then spiking the football and telling the whole world, you know what, fuck you, we're doing the way we want.
Right. And that's the thing is, people need to pay attention, because we always talk about symbolism and how symbolism is going to be their downfall. Look at these organizations that, quote, wink, have your best interest at heart. look at the Vatican Hall, look at the World Health Organization Hall, look at the AMA. It's a fucking serpent wrapped around a staff. Pay attention to those kind of things, because all of these organizations are interconnected, deeply involved, and very satanic, demonic agencies that do not have your best interest at heart, and they sure as shit do not have the best interest of your children at heart.
Nope, and they get over on this, because the rest of, you know, as normal human beings, we don't have evil hearts. So, like, people can't believe that, you know, other people are wired like that. But, you know,
right.
I see right through that shit, just because all the years that I spent, you know, smoking all that crystal meth with all these psychotic gangbangers and shit. Yeah, there's some evil fucking people out there. And, like, if you put yourself in that kind of mindset, like, if you were a big-time drug dealer, you really wanted to cover your ass, what do? You send one of your people to go infiltrate the police force, right? It's the same thing with anything else. Child trafficking, where are you going to send your people? You're going to send them to Child Protective Services. You're going to send them to the Amber Alert system. And it's like that across the board. If you're an evil pharmaceutical company, what are you going to do? You're going to put your people in the FDA so that they can screw all of us over and get us all hooked on fucking Vicodin or whatever.
Exactly.
It's not hard to see through it, but you got to be able to put yourself in that mindset. And for your average human being who's not an evil piece of shit, they just can't do it. And it blows their mind to think that, you know, other people might, you know, be willing to kill us or sacrifice our health so that they can make a few bucks.
Right. And that's so very true. Mr. Matt, what do you think about this? What do you think about the infiltration of literally everything on the planet to serve an agenda?
You know, it's funny. I was going to tell Gabriel about this. I have a little thing out called The World is a Lie, and it's a little 30-second clip. I'll send you the link. And it's about just basically the idea of, you know, you wake up one day and everything that you're told to you was a lie, kind of like what we're talking about. You know, the churches are supposed to be your sacred place to go, but it's not, you know what I mean? It's just like everything you're told in a way was a lie. And it's just like, like with this whole great awakening thing, and it's all tying into this child trafficking. And I mean, look, you have, so the coronavirus, to me, it's like this big distraction against all of this stuff, which is the real issue, right? I mean, I was telling Gabriel, I was born in Indiana, but I came out here to pursue music. I was 21. I lived in Hollywood 12 years. I mean, dude, I saw some horrible shit out on the road of people being abused and everyone doing it in the name of music or rock and roll. And I'm like,
right.
I got a conscience about it. And I remember ended up telling people, I'm like, I can't be a part of this if this is what it's going to be about. You know, if we're going to be like Motley Crue and be all these crazy guys, we need to have people that are, you know, legal. You know what I mean? You don't want to get in trouble. But it's like, yeah, in Hollywood, this stuff's been going on for years. I've seen it. I lived there. I knew which streets not to go down. And you'd always hear about this stuff, but you never heard about it on the news. You always heard about it from the locals. But it was always like, you know, hush, hush.
Right.
Don't go telling anybody about this shit. But hey, did you hear about these kids that vanished? I mean, dude, I'd hear about child abductions and all the time, but it was never like a mainstream news thing. You'd hear about it like in passing, but not like it was a big deal. I mean, I'm not surprised by it, because to me, everyone's for years have said you're conspiracy theorist, you're crazy, but all the people that have been saying that now, like, they were right. You know what I mean?
And that's the thing, is the label that was given to free thinkers is a conspiracy theorist. But guess what? For all those motherfuckers that you're calling us insane and conspiracy theorists, no, bitch, it's because we fucking research.
Well, you know where that term came from? Was it to discredit the Warren Report?
Go ahead, Gator.
It's funny. They call it a conspiracy theory that we say that term was made popular by the CIA, but the information that we're basing that on is the CIA's own fucking documents.
I was going to say, you can look that shit up. Okay, for anybody that's new to this game, that hasn't heard me talk about this before, Tommy mentions this on his podcast all the time. I'm a fucking nerd. I'm a geek. I'm a gooberhead. I admit it. I love it. Thank you. I'll take that title. I look shit up on online law books. I look up CIA archives, FBI archives, anything and everything that I can investigate shit through. It does not come through YouTube, Google searches, etc., etc. I dig, and I can find shit that people are like, what the fuck? Like, how did you even know? I'm like, I'm just a fucking weirdo. Like, I'm not going to use just a YouTube source and then run with the story. I'm going to look shit up. And if you think you can't find shady arms deals and court cases against something and whatnot, you're sadly mistaken, because all the information is available at your fingertips.
You know what it is?
I pulled up right here. It's called Countering Criticism of the Warren Report. All you got to do is go on. You can find it on Google if you looked at a few results. Just Google countering criticism of the Warren Report conspiracy theory. It'll take you right to the CIA's own damn documents admitting that that's where that term came from.
Exactly.
And from that, anytime you put it on TV from our government saying, oh, it's important that we don't entertain conspiracy theories, you could bet your ass that it's the truth. That's why Ilhan Omar's up there like, oh, I didn't, you know, marry my brother and blah, blah. That's a conspiracy theory.
Right. And that's the thing is, anytime you're a free thinker, they want to label you. You're crazy, you're nuts, you're insane, you're a conspiracy theorist, you're this, you're that. Hello, I have been called Nazi more times than I care to repeat. However, my dad's fucking family is Jewish. So for all of you nut fucks that want to call me a Nazi, my family has Jewish fucking heritage. So suck the balls that I have that are bigger than yours. Just fucking saying.
Hey, peak 2020 is me at the beach talking to a white girl with braids in her hair wearing a BLM shirt, and she was shrieking at me, calling me a fascist and calling me a Nazi.
And that's the funny thing is when I got off the phone with you last night and first logged back into Twitter, and the first thing I see is this BLM leader that literally looks like he's 20 years old, wet behind the ears, you know, looks, still has the acne all over his face, just like he just went through puberty. And he's the one that was having a literal fucking meltdown because people were protesting child sex trafficking. Well, and abducted children and missing children.
You know what? Good. He'll be really pissed off on Saturday, August 22nd, because we're going back, and I bet you anything the crowd will be bigger.
You know what? If I lived out there, I would totally fucking be there.
I'll go in a heartbeat.
I wish people would do that here.
Oh, I'll go.
I wish they would.
Please let me know.
I'm glad.
I'll be there.
You know what? If it happens, we're going to do a follow-up show on this because it's important to spread the word because the children need an advocate. They need lots of advocates. They need parents to stand up. If you're like happy in your little cocoon in your own little world, look at your children tonight and be like, oh my God. What would I do if my fucking children disappeared and were sold into trafficking?
Screw that. I don't care for somebody else's kid. I would take a bullet for any of them. That's why, like,
exactly.
You know, I have people tell me, like, this protest sounds like a setup. Like, you know what? Let them run a fucking false flag on us. Anytime there's a mass shooting or a bombing, there are more survivors than there are casualties. I'll put my fucking life down for this. So what?
I'm the same way.
I'm not going to live in fear. I'm not going to be scared to wear my freaking red hat in public because some soy bun might come fucking, you know, attack me at Walmart or whatever. No, fuck that.
I'm so not either. And I've said that before. I have so much Trump gear. It's insane.
It's replaced all my Biden gear.
No, I'm not a fucking cult member. No, I'm not any of the other horse shit you want to call me. Hence why my name on Twitter is so fucking long. I'm Deplorable Janet, Hillbilly, Redneck, Colt 45, Rube, etc., etc. I'm going to run out of characters to add to my name because these people keep calling us names. I wear them as a fucking badge. You think Deplorable is a bad name? Bitch, I got Deplorable Nation, and I got a fuck ton of people behind me.
Love it.
So, you know what I'm saying? Like, you cannot hurt me. Your insults do not hurt. I'm here to speak truth, to expose their lies, and to fight for children because kids don't have a voice. And if people don't start standing up to this tyrannical 1% that's controlling the world, controlling our medications, telling you whether you can have a cure or not. Because think about this, and this is totally off subject, but it goes along with the cures that they're suppressing right now, along with everything else. Okay, so remember last year when Ruth Bader Ginsburg supposedly went in the hospital for stage 4 pancreatic cancer?
Right, yes. Right.
You do not fucking recover from pancreatic cancer, let me just say, as a normal citizen, because there's no cure. There's no treatment. It's a death sentence. Greg's father died of pancreatic cancer. It's very rapid in killing people. However, miraculously, she recovered 100%. She was cured. There's no more pancreatic cancer. I'm going to tell everybody that is because you, as a normal everyday citizen, are not the 1%. You don't have the access to the cures and treatments that are being suppressed all the time by the 1%, because you don't matter. Your life does not matter. Only the elite and the 1% and the chosen matter. And I'm going to say, kids fucking matter. As a parent, I'm pissed. I'm fucking angry. And I will stand shoulder to shoulder with anybody that needs me to fight for their kids and fight for their children's rights. I'm fucking here.
That's right. You know what? It was also on the subject of like cures and stuff, right? You know, they told us that, you know, Magic Johnson beat HIV or whatever. And, you know, exactly. Like, you know, how that happened. Well, you know, you really take a look at what actually went down with HIV. Back in the day, they had that medication. I don't know the name of it. It was basically, it was like a form of chemotherapy, but it's so strong that it's killing the cancer patients. So bitch-ass Dr. Fauci pushed some fake science, started getting that prescribed to all these HIV people. Then next thing you know, oh my God, HIV is so deadly. All these people are dying from AIDS. It's like, no, motherfucker, your medicine killed them. And now that we're not using that medicine, they're living.
And people need to pay attention, because the suppression of hydroxychloroquine right now is the same way. The studies that Dr. Emanuel was talking about on the White House steps when they gave their press conference for Doctors for America, she cited a study by Dr. Fauci himself in 2005, 2006, something, when he was talking about, oh my God, it is not only prevention, but it's also a cure. For Corona, people that know me know that I've told you Corona was discovered in 1960. It's not new. It's nothing new. It causes the same... Sorry, I had to burp.
Yeah.
It causes death in patients if and only if you don't know how to prescribe dosages. You give too much too soon. Same goddamn thing they did to people with HIV and AIDS. It's not new. It's nothing new. If you don't know how to titrate, if you don't know how to dose, if you give a loading dose up front, you can make a patient toxic. So this one and only study that they've done, that they keep citing every time the media is like, oh my God, nope, it kills patients. It does. The dosages are different. They're giving loading doses at the end of someone's life. Nope. There are studies that they keep suppressing if you give Small doses at the initial stages or initial onset of something. It's very safe for patients. There's no side effects, and the patients recover 100%. So think about, in the terms, if you have cancer and you go in for chemotherapy, which again was created by the R families, let's just put it that way, because people know who they are. It's toxic. It's poisonous. So if you go in and you were just diagnosed with cancer and they give you chemo to treat your cancer and they give you too much, chemo kills your normal cells. Doesn't just kill your cancer cells. So if they over prescribe a dosage, you're going to die. You're going to have bad side effects. So think about that. The numbers are very tainted, just like the child trafficking numbers are very tainted, because the 800,000 that I referenced at the beginning are only the children that are actually reported missing. That has nothing to do with all of the children that are never reported missing. Their parents sell them. Their family members sell them. So just think about that. You have a voice. Use it. You may be small. Don't let that stop you. Use your voice. Fight for rights. Fight for those who have no rights. Fight for those who have no voice.
Dude, did you ever think that you'd be talking about this kind of stuff seriously in 2020? I mean, seriously, did you ever think we'd be sitting here talking about this kind of stuff?
No, man, 2020 is the answer to my prayers from 2010.
Nice.
Amen.
Now, back then, I was learning about all this like stuff with the New World Order and Illuminati. And my homie down the street, we'd just get high all night and watch videos on YouTube, and I would like spam them out on Facebook, and I'd be posting crazy-ass messages like, Babylon, beware, the bark of the beast is coming. And have people call me crazy and like, you know, want to put me in a freaking mental hospital over it and stuff. But now, I mean, I wear my MAGA hat everywhere I go. And I've had conversations in front of the grocery store, in front of this little Chinese food spot over there in Azusa.
Right.
With just random ass people off the street. We're talking about child traffickers and how they sacrifice the kids to Satan at the solstice events and stuff. It's just, it's like shit that you never would have thought would be like as popular as it is now. And we're finally having this conversation. And I've so grateful for it, man, because I thought we're going to end up with that mark of the beast system and like we're just screwed. FEMA camps, all that. I thought we were just going to go right to it. But right now the world's waking up and we have a fighting shot at making this shit change.
You know, over here in like, actually it was Boyle Heights or whatever, when Richard Ramirez, you probably, if you're a local, you probably remember that.
I remember.
And dude, the local,
I remember.
They were looking for him, the locals over in the projects over on like Boyle Heights on the south side, dude. I guess they got him. The projects are still there. Mm-hmm. And they saw him and they were like, dude, we'll get a hold of, you know, this guy. Like I said, the community I'm in, it's 95%, you know, Catholic, Hispanic. In front of my kids' school, they have the Our Lady of Guadalupe painting. It's a very famous painting. And when we got the school, mm-hmm. I know because I testified in court for the school, the part of the stipulation was they leave that in there. They can't deface it, touch it, move it, or alter it in any way. And I was like, again, this is very telling to me. So why would, again, the people that you're serving here, why would you insult them when you're making, you know, $5,200 a day per student and you're bringing all this stuff in and saying it's progressive when it's against all of their religious and Christian values? And Gabriel, you know what I always say to people around here? I go, you might not agree with my politics, but I guarantee you, you're going to agree with me religiously. And I'm sure that you hold your God in much higher regard than you do your politician.
Right.
Right.
Amen.
So.
Yeah. And you know, that's why I can never get on board with all the Democrat stuff. Cause you're like, I grew up going to church and then I learned about politics. Like, wait, why are we voting for the people that are pushing abortion?
Right.
Why are we voting for the people that are pushing for gay marriage? Like, that's against everything we believe in. What the hell is wrong with you people?
Well, dude, you know what? I just found this out this year and I've lived in California 27 years. As far as mayors, we've had one Republican mayor in 160 years since April 4th of 1850. Richard Reardon in 93 after the 92 riots is the only conservative we've had in California. And as far as governors go, you had two Hollywood actors, Ronald Reagan and Arnold Schwarzenegger. So to me, if you're running the game in that way with mayors and governors and you hold a super majority, how in the hell can you get mad at Republicans when you won't reach across the aisle to do business with them? You're running the game. It's your mess that you made, right?
Right. And that's kind of the same thing that's going on now where Trump is at fault for anything and everything in the world.
Right.
Joe Biden, Nancy Pelosi, James Clyburn, Dianne Feinstein, all of these people, even Mitch McConnell, people on the Republican side too.
Right.
But they have been in office for literally fucking decades.
Right.
You work for
us.
Fucking us.
Yeah.
We don't work for you. And it is no longer okay for you to take my tax dollars to pay for abortion somewhere else, or pay for child trafficking, or pay for all these politicians to fucking enrich themselves and pad their goddamn pockets. Stand up, people.
Well, did you
use your voice?
That clip of Joe Biden where he was talking to those dudes that are, I don't know what trade they were, but just a bunch of working men. And he's right up in one guy's face, Tom. I don't work for you, Jack, and I won't take your AR-14.
Oh, yeah, that was in Michigan.
Right.
Yeah, that was in Michigan.
Right. In Michigan at the auto workers plant.
What a piece of shit.
Bitch, bad idea. Because Michigan is a huge gun-holding state because everybody fucking hunts.
Yep.
So let me say this again. Name-calling, anybody that uses their voice is fucking futile. Some people will cave because some people don't have the stamina, don't have the wherewithal or the mental toughness.
Yeah, they got the
however, you cannot come at me because nothing you fucking say isn't shit I've already heard before. I've been dealing with it my whole life. I am literally one of the very few females that puts their voice out there, that has a podcast, that isn't afraid to be vocal on Twitter or other social media. I'm an asshole when you piss me off. I'm the nicest person you'll ever want to meet, but your shenanigans and your game playing does nothing. It's meaningless. Because you're not going to shut me up, and I won't stop.
Yeah, I'm the same way. You know, I think that's why we vibe with President Trump so hard, is because we got the exact same energy. It's like, if, as long as you're not being a prick, we'll show you respect. But if you want war, we're going to fucking take it to you.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm. You know, and I don't know how it was for you guys, Robert. You know, you got some years on me, but like for my generation, like, bullying existed at school. We didn't have these anti-bully campaigns. You had to fucking fight once in a while. These kids now, they're always going to be fucking soft. Like, you get bullied, you go tell the teacher you're not allowed to play fucking dodgeball at school because you might get picked on. No, fuck that. You punch bullies in the fucking face. So it's like, these little Antifa pricks or whatever the fuck, they're BLM, they want to come at me and call me Nazi. It's like, oh, no, what, you're going to call me names? I don't give a shit. I've been getting called names since I was in fucking elementary school.
Dude, you know what's funny?
I think that's why I am the way I am, because I got picked on and bullied and name called and whatever a lot.
I used to call you names
a lot.
Oh, I used to call you names all the time.
I know you did, but that's because you love me. That's a different story. But I've been that way my entire life. And I'm going to say God bless for all of the lessons that I have been taught in my life. Because without the bullying, without the name calling, without the beatings and whatnot, I would not be the person that I am today. And now you fuck with me, you fuck with a family member or somebody I love, you better turn tail and fucking run, because you will get the side of me that you don't want to see. Just saying.
You know, since we're kids and they just stuck, these little fucking pricks at school, they call me Gay Gabe. And I'm not fucking gay, whatever. I'm not out of all my boys. I'm the one with a wife nowadays, whatever. But It's like, so, you know, I grew up with that kind of shit, getting fights over that stuff. You think it's going to bug me when you come and call me a fucking fascist? Like, get the hell out of here.
Dude, you know what's funny to me? Right. How can you be a conservative and be a Nazi? A Nazi is a socialist. That's the actual definition of a fucking socialist.
I know.
Socialist. People
like,
are stupid.
That's the thing, is their name calling is so fucking asinine. Like, they don't even teach them, like, history in school anymore, so God bless their heart. If you want to attack me for being a fascist, I'm really sorry that your education system failed you and that your liberal teachers that were installed by the liberal 1%, like, didn't teach you what the true meaning of a fascist is.
Exactly.
A fascist is fucking communism.
I know something on fucking Instagram the other day, like, oh, fuck your dictator Trump. I'm like, well, if he's a dictator, why did he leave the power to the governors to control their states during the coronavirus pandemic? Yeah. Like, right. He's the only dictator to not seize fucking power. I mean, that would been the perfect time to do it, a federal level power grab, but it didn't happen because he's not a dictator.
Right. Well, yeah, right. And he didn't want to do that too because he knew that they would use it against him in that way, like what you're saying. They say, ah, look, see what he did, you know, right?
He's a very smart chess player.
Oh, God.
He has so many moves, like, ahead of them. Like, he's dominating the board. And a lot of people, I get it. You don't like him. He's crass. He's outspoken. He's whatever. He's me to a T. Because I would be the same type of president, only he holds himself back way more than I would.
You know why, though?
I would hurt some people's feelings. Like,
I would be swinging on those people in Congress. I'd be punching fucking Naylor.
Oh, yeah. God, dude. That guy. Did you see him when, what's his name, Flecka Talks did that little quick interview with him out there? And it was just like, come on.
Yes.
Everything
is a myth.
It's a myth.
Did you see how he treated Barr the other day during those hearings?
Oh, that was disgusting.
What a fucking disgrace. This guy's up there like, you're being disrespectful. You're not wearing your mask. He's got the damn mask around his chin.
Right.
No, you can't drink your coffee. No, you can't have a bathroom break. Like, dude, I would have rushed him at that point.
Barr
is a stronger man than I am. I would punch that little prick right in his nose.
Dude, me and you are way too much alike. I'd be the same way, man.
But Nadler was also asleep. A lot.
Now, you know what? For sure, I would have told him something about hearings. I would have told him something about his weight. Honestly, I had to do that shit at the store the other day. I was buying groceries, and I didn't wear my mask, and some little fat piece of shit was over here, like, going off on me about not wearing a mask. And I let him, you know, talk, and he was like, well, you're not 2 feet away or 6 feet away. And I took a big step back in front of all the customers. I had a loud voice. I was like, dude, if you're that worried about COVID, the best defense is a strong immune system. If you want a strong immune system, don't be so fat. Look at you.
Right.
Exactly. And that is one of the most misreported or underreported things. It's not just people with secondary problems like heart disease, diabetes, etc. The number one problem and killer is obesity. Period.
Yeah, and the research coming out of other countries is vitamin D deficiency. So damn it, get outside, get your exercise, and get your sunlight. You will be okay.
Yeah.
Exactly. So anyway, we're going to close things down today. Right, but I want to say, Gabriel, I love you so much. I respect you. You're my brother. And I'm so happy that you came on here today and that we could get this message out. Never stop fighting. Where can people find you?
You can find me on, I'm mostly on Instagram, but I'm also on Twitter and Parler. It's the same handle, MAGA Country, INC. I post a lot of memes. Most of them I jack from other people. Sometimes it's original. I post clips when I, you know, go out and do things sometimes. If I see, like, you know, news articles that might be of interest, I'll post them. Just, you know, doing my thing in the meme wars.
Mr. Matt, where can people find you?
I'm going to go ahead. I know I always plugged my website. It's just mattmoss.com. But I actually have a rock and roll single out on iTunes and everything. It's called I Need to See You Tonight. And you'll see a picture of me with big angel wings behind it. So if you can look that up.
I completely love that
song. Yeah, dude, I've been doing pretty good with that.
It's one of my favorites.
One
of my favorites.
And Gabriel, yeah, once we get off here, just stay on, and because I want to give you my info so we can kind of network and stuff too, because I'm local.
Definitely.
Dude, I'm dying to get a hold of people to, like, get little groups together, and you know what I mean? Just to kind of keep the info flowing, right?
Exactly. Yeah, for sure. It's important. So for me, for Matt, for Gabriel, thank you for tuning in to this special episode of Deplorable Nation number 6. We love you. Please use your voice. Never stop fighting. Never give up. So thank you so much. Thank you for supporting us. You can like, subscribe, download, leave us a review, especially on iTunes or Apple. That would be greatly appreciated. We're trying to get the word out there, trying to, you know, push us up in the ratings. So anything you can do would be extremely helpful. So follow me, follow Matt, follow Gabriel, and thank you, and always question.